You're now experiencing the AJ Nashville Podcast. Real people, real problems, real success stories.
Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com.
Hi, Jeff.
No, You weren't supposed to say anything. You're supposed to be Silent Bob, remember? Talked about this in the last podcast. Anyways, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I know my weekend is going to be fantastic. But anyways, all right, so today I want to talk about actually a couple different things. Jeff, do you remember what we were going to talk about?
You're going to talk about two things?
Two things. At least one thing.
Yeah.
Or should we talk about nothing?
No, we should talk about something. People don't want to listen to nothing.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, you guys don't want to just listen to dead air. So let's talk about consistency, you know, because that's something that podcasts, for example, if you don't consistently put out content, people stop listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, imagine if they made a show. What was one of your favorite shows growing up?
What was that? Charlie Brown?
Okay. How about
Alf, where he eats the cat?
Okay, Alf.
Remember
Alf
how was he awesome. Eats the cat?
Yes. So Alf was off the chain. But imagine if they made an Alf episode, and one Monday it came on, and you're like, dude, that was awesome. And the next Monday it came on again, and you're like, wow, that Alf dude, he sure is fucking awesome. And then the third Monday it doesn't come on. You're going to be like, whoa, what happened to Alf?
He probably choked on a cat.
Well, and you might even nowadays you would do some internet research and see if the show got canceled. Well, back then you're like, okay, well, I guess I just wait until the following Monday and see if it's on.
Right.
And then let's say it's on. And then two more Mondays go by and it's not on. And then it's on again. How tuned in to that show do you think you would have remained if it didn't come on every Friday like it did when we were growing up?
Less, because I'm looking forward to it and I don't know if the following week it's even going to be on again.
Well, not to mention, I mean, think about it. Like, I like to binge watch shows that I can watch like a series or an episode.
Like I Love Lucy. You watch the like.
You, no, that's you.
Oh.
That is you.
Or is it the Hallmark, with the Hallmark station or whatever
that
it is?
That would be you again.
No. Oh.
But I like to binge watch things that I can have some control over. Like I want three or four seasons to be out. This way I can watch a couple seasons all at once and then get my fulfillment and then move on with my life. Now I don't watch a lot of TV. But when I was sick, I watched Lock Up and Drug Lords. I have this fascination with like, seriously, like big time drug lords. I have this weird fascination with them. And that's, these men and women are so successful in the dope game.
Yeah.
Like they figure out how to get hundreds and thousands of pounds of cocaine and marijuana and heroin and everything else. And they learn how to produce that.
And here's the kicker. They stay alive for a while.
For the most part.
Right.
Not all of them. Not, you know, like. There's a couple
but
that are lucky.
For quite a while. They stay alive, and that's a pretty big industry.
It is. But the crazy thing is, and what I stop and think about is, what if these people got into an honest industry? I was watching one, and it was a woman. She was a big cocaine dealer,
mm-hmm.
like big time. Started selling coke back when she... A woman?
Huh.
Started selling coke back when she was in high school. Then they came out with crack. She was slinging crack. And on the side, because she had to launder the money,
uh-huh.
she opened up a business selling hair to celebrities. Literally, like Michael Jackson and Prince bought hair from this lady.
Right.
And she had a very successful business.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't enough for her. The grind, the success, all that stuff, it wasn't enough. She was making more money selling crack than she was hair, but she was making a lot of money selling hair.
Right. Okay?
But she went back to the game because she's like, hey, I can do this and still get the rush and the adrenaline and I'm dodging the cops and I'm doing all this other bullshit. But it just goes to prove that the mindset of being a successful business owner is there. They just need to tune their talents in some other direction instead of being a scumbag,
yeah.
you know? And I know of other people like growing up that they were big time drug dealers and then they get in trouble and then they have to figure something else. Now they have successful businesses. You know, it's crazy because it's a certain mindset and not everybody's programmed like this, but a lot of people from a psychological standpoint, they are. But getting back to consistency, the question is, were they that way because they were consistent on what it was they were doing, the constant grind? Were they out there making a name for themselves? Then consistency is what got them to the level that they're at. You know, because think about it. I've been working on my brand for what, 3 years now?
Yep.
It's pretty consistent. Now, there was a time where I let people get to me and I was like, fuck this. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do this brand thing anymore. It's so stupid. You know, people teasing me and everything else. And I probably should have quit if I wanted to be a fucking loser. But I didn't. I kept going with it. And why did I keep going? I kept going because I had a vision. This is what it was going to come out to be. And I still haven't reached that potential yet. It's still going to take a long time. But do you know how good it feels when someone's like, hey, dude, will you send me one of your shirts? I'm like, you want one of my shirts?
You know you've made it when somebody wants one of your shirts.
Exactly. No, you made it when they're willing to pay for your shirt.
Right.
When people are like, hey, I'll send you $20. Will you send me a shirt? I'm like,
$20? And I'll pay for shipping.
Yeah, I'm like, are they even worth $20? Like, I'm sitting there looking at them. I'm like, somebody told me that logo was stupid. But now I got people willing to pay me for it, you know, which is a real cool concept. And I think a lot of it comes not only from the logo itself being a nice logo, but the fact of the things that I stand for, helping veterans, giving back, you know, doing the podcast, things like that. I think there's more that goes to just a shirt than the logo. Or maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe they're just comfortable. Maybe people get them and they shave the logo off and they're like, oh my God, they're so comfortable. Why are you touching yourself right now? You're such a fucking
weirdo. I'm in one
of the
shirts right now. So.
True. My shirts make people want to touch themselves. Unfortunately, those people are males. But anyways, you know, it was a constant branding. The struggle. I mean, you've seen me before, Jeff. When I get on to do this podcast, I sit here and fuck, I erase the podcast 5 or 6 times sometimes because I can't figure out what I'm going to do the show on because the content is so important. But I don't quit. I don't say, you know what? We're not going to do a show today. We're just going to skip it. Because my viewers and the people that are listening deserve more than that. They deserve consistency. You know, and maybe one day I'll get to that point, kind of like Lifetime Movies, your favorite station, where they just play
Hallmark. Was it Hallmark Station?
I don't know what stations you like.
It's whatever the ones where the girls like to watch all the movies that are love stories.
That's what Jeff likes to watch.
No.
You're a liar. L-I-A. Oh, you ain't. You're a liar. Wait, did I spell liar? Anyways, so the consistency is what I owe to people. I can't get to the point where I'm doing reruns like Law and Order.
You could if you didn't care, but you actually care.
Yeah, I could, but I think the people that are listening are smart enough to where they'll be like, didn't we hear this shit like 3 weeks ago? You know?
Yeah.
So I have to do it on a consistent, but I don't have to. I choose to do it on a consistent basis. I'm edging up on 1 year of doing this, and I've taken my listenership to a level I'd never thought it would be at. Like, I thought I would have to pay for people to listen to this, and maybe some of you guys do want money. I don't know. But
and then there's other times you talk and you wonder if anybody's listening to you at all, right?
It doesn't matter because I'm listening to myself. So the most important person out there is the person in between these 2 ears. No, I'm just kidding. Not true. So, and plus you have to listen because you kind of have to sit across from me while I do this. So anyways, you know, just doing it on a consistent basis. We find this with people that try things. You know, I get people that come into my classes that I teach, and I teach these classes and I teach about social media and branding and marketing and all this other shit. And there's always this thought that, hey, if I do it like 2 or 3 times, will I have instant success? And the answer to that's no. I mean, honestly, Jeff, if I could teach a class for you to become a multi-million dollar businessman, if you apply the things that I show you once, would you pay to come to that class?
Absolutely.
You'd pay a lot of fucking money to come to that class. You know why? Because that shit doesn't exist.
Right.
Like, you have to do things more than once. If there was a class where people were teaching people how to become millionaires, everybody would be in it and the class would be astronomically high. The fact of the matter is nothing can be done without implementing, for one. Statistically, about 2% of every group of people that go to some type of training, only about 2% implement most of the things they were taught.
Right.
Most people don't even implement anything they were taught. And that anything needs to be something they do on a consistent basis. So you see me write postcards to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to consistently write postcards to people because if I don't, what happens? People don't get their postcard. Right? So I'm not reaching people like I should be, which means what? I'm not being successful because I'm not doing the activities on a consistent basis that people expect from me. Facebook has a similar algorithm. You post something, that's cool and all, but you better post something else later on because people want to be entertained by whatever it is going on in your life. You know, it's kind of what people get on Facebook for. So they can peek into your life and say, hey, what is it that Jeff's doing? Whoa, Jeff ain't doing shit because he's not on Facebook. But what is it that Alex doing? Because that's who I really care about.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, if I don't do so on a consistent basis, I'm going to lose viewers. You know, I'm going to lose the people that follow me. Same with the podcast. Same with Alf. And Alf was a great show. Just for the record, I would watch Alf again if it came back on.
I love that he ate cats.
If it came back on, I would
watch Alf every day.
I don't know about every day. That's kind of like this podcast. I know that people could not hear my voice on a day-to-day basis.
Some people could.
I doubt it.
I hear your voice on a consistent day-to-day basis.
My kids hear my voice, and sometimes they tell me to shut up. So, not like that, because the kids aren't allowed to say shut up, but still. I woke up this morning, Rowan's crying. I'm like, what's wrong, baby? She's like, I want mommy. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Dad's right here. What is wrong with me? She's like, I want mommy. I'm like, whatever. You're a sellout. You want your iPad? So, you know, but it is. It's a consistent basis. Kids, that's another great example. You know, when you discipline them and you do the same things on a consistent basis, eventually they pick up and they know it's the norm. Mm-hmm. Potty training. I know you've never done this, but those of you that are listening, I know you've gone through this.
I don't wet the bed anymore.
Yes, you do. Oh. You're a fucking liar. That's why you haven't been potty trained. I bet the dog pees in the bed less than you do.
Is that why I'm single still?
Right, probably. Well, I would say that's one of the reasons. And the other reason is probably there's not any guys out there looking for people that wet the bed.
You're nasty.
Anyways, so, but consistency, you know, when you have a kid and you have to constantly, Lincoln, you got to go potty? Do you have to go potty? Do you have to go potty? Like, it gets asked so much. I'm like, no, but I do, because you asked so much. Now I got to pee. So who's going to take me to the potty? And you have to take him, and then you have to sit him down, and you have to get him to point their little thing in the water so they don't pee all over the place. And then sometimes they sit there and they don't go. And then you sit them down sometimes and they don't go again. And then they walk out the living room and they pee their pants. And you're like, Jesus. Awesome. No, it's not awesome. But it's consistency. It's constantly saying, hey, do you have to go potty? Because kids don't know at that age that, hey, you know what? I have to go potty now. I need to go into the bathroom and sit down and go to the restroom or whatever the case may be. You have to constantly remind them. And then eventually it becomes second nature to them. Eventually they get to the point where they're like, hey, there's a tingling feeling. I got to go pee. I need to go back to that little round thing with Mickey Mouse on it and pee in it, you know? Mm-hmm. Same thing goes
consistency.
With, right. Same thing goes with people, clients and business partners and things like that. They have to know what to expect. They have to know to expect consistency. You know, if you're branding yourself as the VA home loan specialist, you better fucking do it every time and you better do it great.
Right.
You know, I can't be the VA home loan specialist and be the FHA specialist and the USDA specialist and the conventional specialist that also specializes in specializing in specialists.
Well, you probably could do that.
I probably could, but it would send a mixed message to people. They'd be like, hey, is that AJ guy that's specialist that specializes in specializing?
You could just nickname you the specialist, period.
Yeah. At that point. The specialist. They should make a movie. Is there a movie called The Specialist?
I think there is.
I bet there is.
Isn't that the one where he's like a sniper and he goes around?
I don't know. But if there's not a movie called The Specialist, Steven Spielberg, if you're listening.
Can't steal this.
Yes, you can.
Oh.
I'll sell it to you. But no, it's consistency. You know, it's constantly going out there and saying, hey, this is what I do. 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 And the thing is as a teacher of classes and things like that, and having taught agents and loan officers and other people that are willing to listen, you know, having taught them things, a lot of times you tell someone, like, I did a class. I swear to God, this pissed me off so bad. I did a class and I taught everybody, hey, don't post in your Facebook post outside links.
Oh, I remember this.
What is the first fucking thing I see that night?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody does a post with an outside link. I'm like, did I just waste a bunch of my air for no reason? My kids, I could have saved that air to yell at my children.
Yeah. Or me.
Yes. I don't yell at you, though, really.
That's true.
I throw. No, have I ever thrown anything at you?
You throw shit at me all the time.
Well, you're a fucking liar.
And kick my water bottle across the gym floor.
HR, if you're listening to this, all that happens after hours.
Yeah.
So, but that's the thing. you know, it's actually truly going in and implementing and doing it and doing it consistently and doing it well.
Well, because you know? One time, like you said earlier, is not
it's not measurable.
Get the job done.
Well, it's not measurable.
Measurable either. Yeah. How are you going to know if it even works if you don't try it more than one time?
Yes. That's the big thing. People don't know if it works. Like, seriously, you hit it head on. How do you know if it works if you can't measure? You can't measure an activity you did one, two, or three times and think, oh, this works.
No.
Like supplements, for example, you don't know if a vitamin works if you took it once. Yeah, you know, you don't know if some, I don't know, anything. Headache medicine. If you took headache medicine, well, I guess that's kind of one of those things. Either it works or it doesn't. But anything like that, if you only do it once, you never know. And so you have to have measurable actions so you have measurable results so you can figure out what works and what doesn't and get rid of the things that don't and replace it with things that might.
And then be consistent with those.
And be consistent. You know, that's a big thing. Like advertising, for example. You know, when you're watching a show, a new movie's coming out, and you'll see previews for it over and over and over and over. And silently, that just ingrains it in our head that, hey, did you know that The Equalizer 2 is coming out? And by the way, it's with Denzel Washington. And Denzel Washington's one of my favorite actors, and it's going to be out next Thursday. And it's coming out Thursday and at 5 o'clock. And I can go down to the movie theaters, and I can pay $27 to watch it. And I'm not going to do that.
And because so-and-so is on your side.
Nationwide is on your side. But that jingle, you know why that jingle's in your head right now or in my head? Yeah. Because we've heard it
so many times.
Consistency. Nationwide is on, you know. And that's, why do they do that? They come up with that jingle. They do that thing consistently.
Stick it in your head.
But it works,
right.
Doesn't it?
It works.
How about this? You're in good hands. That didn't even sound like the guy.
That, you got your voice isn't even that deep.
You're in good hands.
That's a little better. It's about like that.
But who is that? What is that?
Allstate.
Allstate? Yeah. Is that Denzel Washington?
No.
For the longest time, like just had a glance.
Denzel
I'm like,
Washington
is that Denzel? Yeah, he does. He's got the big white teeth. Yeah. Denzel Washington's a good actor.
Yeah.
You cannot take that. That man is awesome. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Doing things on a consistent basis, though. You know, it picks up the hook, the tags, the AJ Nashville, you know. Eventually, that becomes a regular thing. And guess what? It may not be a national thing because I don't have the budget to go national. But I do have a podcast that's being listened to in
internationally.
Internationally, I know. Just imagine that. I'm like Justin Bieber of the of the podcast.
Internationally known on the microphone.
Right. It's probably like a podcast that some parent puts on to make their kids go to sleep because it's so boring. They're like, here, come here, little churro kid. Well, listen to this podcast. You're going to go to sleep now.
Well, when you were teaching me things on the computer yesterday,
yeah,
I almost fell asleep in my chair. Did you notice that?
I tried
hard not to.
Is that because my voice is so soothing?
It was just like, man, his kids must just fall asleep when they start talking.
You know, or when he talks. I honestly think that's the weirdest thing that an individual has ever said to me.
It's
at least a male individual.
Well, it's not supposed to be creepy.
It is. It's very creepy. I almost fell asleep listening to your voice while you were teaching me stuff. Not, hey, you remember that shit you were teaching me? It was kind of boring. So, yeah, we're actually up to 17% of my listeners are in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. So, I mean, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. I've even got some listeners in Compton.
Really?
That's
awesome.
My OG. So if you're in Compton and you're listening to this, my level of gangster has just went up substantially.
That's pretty cool, actually,
it is.
In a way.
Because it's kind of like Eazy-E, you know, like I was born and raised in Compton.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah. And I have people in the Murder Mitten listening, too, which that's Michigan, for those of you that don't know.
I looked at you with a blank look.
I know, you did. But you consistently do that, so I know exactly what it is you're thinking when I say that. Anyways, the message here is pretty simple and clear. If you're going to do something and you're going to do something well and you want to get the message across and you want to have measurable results and you want to have measurable things that you can either take out and do or not do or whatever the case may be, you have to do it on a consistent basis. You cannot tell me that spending an hour of your day cold calling people or warm calling people or whatever doesn't work if you've only done it once or twice.
This is true.
You cannot tell me that branding and getting your brand across doesn't work if you've only done it once or twice. Look at the best known company, probably in America, probably in the world, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I always use McDonald's. McDonald's is the epitome of
branding.
Yes. They're fucking brilliant. Imagine if they just stopped. If they're like, you know what? We don't need signs anymore. Take those things down. We don't need to know that 99 billion burgers have been sold. By the way, the commercials, cut them off. What do you think would happen to McDonald's eventually?
Fade out.
Yeah, they're not top of mind anymore. You know what I know McDonald's for? Cheap food for my kids when they're screaming in the back seat. I don't feed them that stuff a lot, but if they want a chicken nugget, by God, if there's a McDonald's, they're getting a chicken nugget.
Right.
You know?
And it's consistent.
Right. I mean, they're consistently shitty. No, I'm just kidding.
They're good.
I'm totally kidding. They like the nuggets. My daughter likes the toys. They serve some Go-Gurt, you know, and some apples instead of fries and stuff. So they have some decent alternatives. But the fact of the matter is, even McDonald's is top of mind. You know, they remind you that they're there and they're consistent about it. And they consistently produce the same result. Mm-hmm. French fries for the longest time for McDonald's. You know, they were the best fries on the market, hands Correct. Down. If you were living in the 90s and you had French fries and I said, where do you want fries from, Jeff?
McDonald's.
Exactly. Why? Because they were the best fries you could get and they were consistently the best. That goes with anything, though. You know, do it consistently, do it with passion, and do it to where you can measure the results and make the little incremental changes that you have to make in order to improve on the things that may not be working. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to commit to do something consistently, please go work for somebody that wants you to. You know, the assembly line person that puts a screw in the same spot every single time.
That's pretty consistent.
That's damn consistent. But guess what? If that screw fails every single time, or 9 out of 10 times, or 3 out of 10 times, they know that there's something wrong with that position in the line, and they know they can go and fix that position, right? Mm-hmm. So just, if you're going to do something, do it consistently. Not 2 months, not a month, not 6 days. Do it consistently. Do it for a year. What do you got to lose?
You'll probably be pretty surprised with the results.
Right. I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, think about how many years we've been on this planet. Yeah. Think about how quick time flies. Yeah. What are you in about? Is it because you're 40?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. I used to drink 40s back in high school, you know? Whoever thought I'd be drinking your age in ounces of beer in high school?
You're only 25. What do you have to say about it?
I'm just a young boy.
Whippersnapper.
Young little whippersnapper. Anyways, like I said, just do it. Do it well. Do it consistently. And once again, if you get taught something, implement it. Because there's no use in somebody wasting their time teaching you something that you're not willing to execute anyways. If you aren't, please make room for someone that is. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Here's to a great, great week. I hope your day started off awesome.
Yep.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the AJ Nashville Podcast. Episodes air Mondays at 6 and Fridays at 5. Thank you for your ongoing support. Please subscribe.